Cannabis has been on the World Anti-Doping Agency's list of banned substances for sports people since 2004. Following US track and field sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson's one-month suspension for testing positive for cannabis, there has been much debate over whether this rule is fair. I spoke to both Nick Patterson, the chief executive of Drug Free Sport, and then Sarah Helm, the executive director of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, about this issue. If cannabis isn't thought to enhance athletes' performance, why is it still banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency?
Oh, look, that's an excellent question, and if I'm honest, there's not a good answer. Cannabis has been on the prohibited list for a long time, for a number of years. Why it was initially put on there, I couldn't tell you. It's been on that long, but there's been debate around giving athletes slower reaction times and poor executive function, which could lead to endangering themselves or others when they're on the field of play, whether that be a team sport or you know, track and field. But frankly, we've been working with people in New Zealand for a number of years. We repeatedly show that we don't believe it's performance enhancing in any way and shouldn't be on the list. But unfortunately, while it is prohibited in sport, it remains prohibited in sport, and therefore athletes can't use it.
Is it a fair argument that cannabis could pose a health risk or a safety risk to athletes?
Look, we don't really look at that aspect, if I'm honest. That's been conjecture historically. We're looking at it really specifically from performance enhancing purposes within sport. And we just don't believe it's from performance enhancing. And so I don't believe it should be prohibited. From a health perspective, look, you'd have to talk to a doctor and get more into the realm of what cannabis does and it doesn't do. And I don't know that. But from a sporting perspective, I don't think it really gives anybody any assistance.
And a lot of people, in the case of Sha'Carri Richardson in the US, have stated that although it's not a fair rule, that it is a rule and it must be followed. Is there grounds to change rules like this in sport over time?
Yes, there absolutely are. And look, let me deal with your first part too. It is a rule that athletes have to keep to in the same way you can't throw a forward pass in rugby. You know, the rules of the game, and this is the anti-doping rules, you can't use marijuana in sport. But absolutely, we've been, from Drug Free Sport New Zealand's perspective, we've been petitioning the World Anti-Doping Agency for 10 years to have this rule changed. It is slowly changing over time. There was a threshold introduced a number of years back, which meant that you wouldn't get banned if you just passively inhaled, say, if you walked through a cloud of smoke. You couldn't face a positive test because it has to be over a certain threshold. More recently, the sanctions for a ban, for a positive test, are much lower than they used to be. In the case of the American sprinter, she's probably looking at a 3-month ban potentially, but reduced to 1 month if she goes on a treatment program. And that's what the talk of her provisionally suspended, I think, from the 28th of June, and the Tokyo race might well be the 30th of July, so she could feasibly compete in theory if she ends up with a 1 month sanction.
And in New Zealand specifically, have there been examples of athletes being affected by this?
So look, we had a New Zealand athlete perhaps a year ago or maybe 2 years ago, just pre-COVID, who received a 9-month ban for cannabis use. And the levels, from memory, in that athlete, the level of cannabis in the body was high. And that was before the rules changed, which brought the sanctions down to 3 months or 1 month. And so he was sanctioned in a previous regime, but a 9-month ban for cannabis use.
And do you expect, considering the recent response from the public, that these restrictions might loosen in the future?
Look, the question around decriminalisation comes up from time to time. It doesn't affect us for the simple reason these are world rules, and while the world rules say that cannabis is prohibited in sport, we must enforce that, and athletes must stick to it. So the debate, certainly domestically in New Zealand, around cannabis doesn't have an effect directly on those world rules. However, as you know, we're seeing a movement in attitudes towards cannabis, I think, internationally in many different jurisdictions, and I think that will have an effect in the end.
Could you talk to me about the arguments for cannabis being a banned substance for sports people?
Oh, yes. So, yes, it's part of the World Anti-Doping Agency's prohibited substances, which the United States is a party to, New Zealand's party to it as well, and therefore those countries that are party to it need to comply with it. And there are three reasons why a drug might be on the prohibited list. One is that it's a risk to the athlete's health. The second is that it's performance enhancing. And the third is that it's a violation of the spirit of sport. From a performance enhancement perspective, there's very little evidence to show that it has any performance enhancing attributes. So a 2017 Lit review, for example, showed that it doesn't. There was an earlier World Anti-Doping Agency report that suggests that it might, but the evidence seems to be very, very low. Maybe it has some benefits in terms of being relaxing and help aiding with recovery, but there are probably some other substances that are along the same lines. And certainly Drug-Free Sport New Zealand has been submitting for years now to try and get it removed from the list of prohibited substances, and they say that there's no evidence that it enhances performance, so that's our New Zealand experts on the topic. It's possible that it's got a risk to some athletes' health, so where you might be a continual user or you've used it just before a particular race in a particular sport, say motor racing or some other, maybe cycling, you might be putting yourself and other athletes at risk. But usually these cannabis tests don't actually test for your impairment, so it will show up quite some days after you've actually used the substance, and so you're very, very unlikely to be impaired. And so, we would suggest, we do in other fields, we suggest an impairment test is much more important than testing whether or not cannabis is present. And then the third thing, the violation of spirit of sport, and that is the very moralistic approach to the topic, and we have real issue with that one in particular, because it really sounds like a moral viewpoint that the substance shouldn't be being used. And in actual fact, in a large number of states now, it's been legalised or decriminalised, and certainly the one that she had taken it in, Oregon, it's not illegal. So there's an inconsistency between the law and those rules.
Do you think the priority in the cases like Sha'Carri Richardson is that to uphold some kind of standard that sport has created, or is it to actually protect athletes, in your opinion?
Look, I do think that it sounds like they have had to enforce the rules that have been put upon them by the World Anti-Doping Agency, so I'd say that. But it does seem incredibly unfair that this absolute star, who is a role model to God knows how many young women, African-American and queer women in the States and around the world, has had this opportunity stripped from her on the basis of taking, a substance in the particular situation she took it in as well. When it doesn't have any performance enhancing characteristics, and if indeed she'd only taken it that one time, it wouldn't be risking her health or anyone else's at all. And so you've really got to question why it's on the prohibited list and why it's being enforced in that way.
And it has been highlighted that some athletes have been convicted disproportionately by these rules. Do you have any examples of this you could refer to?
Yeah, there are a couple of different examples, and it's really hard to tell to what degree it's being fairly enforced. I mean, the Michael Phelps story, for example, where he was shown with a bong. I mean, that really is the moral thing, isn't it? It's a violation of spirit of sport. It doesn't demonstrate that he was actually impaired. And he then had a 3-month suspension, but it didn't impact his participation in any international sporting events. And so this is a particularly acute case because it does affect her ability to participate in the Olympics, and she's such a rising star and such a role model for so many people. And it does feel like the enforcement, in fact, there's plenty of evidence, the enforcement of cannabis laws around the world and in the States in particular have just led to the incredible mass incarceration of African American and Latino Americans, actually, and has been a sort of a rule and a moral crusade, if you like, the drug war on drugs, that has targeted those populations disproportionately.
Do you believe that the World Anti-Doping Association, treat all substances with the same penalties, and is this an appropriate response?
The response seems incredibly disproportionate to the incident. You know, really, if we're to believe her story, she's taken a substance that doesn't have performance enhancing characteristics. It's in that situation very unlikely to have been a risk to her health. And it's not, the violation of the spirit of sports, really a very moralistic sort of approach to things, so it does seem incredibly disproportionate. And I note again that Drug Free Sport New Zealand's been submitting for years to have it removed from the list of prohibited substances, and we would back up that call. The only thing that I would say is that maybe in some limited examples, performance that risk to the athlete's health might be a real danger where they're currently impaired. And so we would argue for an evidence-based approach to that substance rather than a moralistic one.
WADA recently reduced its ban for recreational drugs to 1 to 3 months. Given this and the public's response to Sha'Carri Richardson, do you believe that restrictions might continue to loosen surrounding cannabis?
I mean, there's a lot of international pressure there, and it really does show the hypocrisy and the inconsistency between, you know, what has been a shifting tide around our moral attitudes to that substance and our knowledge about its harm versus its enforcement. So I think that we're going to have to see more consistency, and it's particularly poignant in the States because they have had such a shift towards legalisation and decriminalisation of cannabis. And you've also got other sporting bodies like the NFL and NBA have recently updated their approach to cannabis as well. So they are really out of step with at least current approaches to cannabis. The Wire.